time for a Fun Phone skit, starring the entire Fun Phone gang. Stu, Uncle Jeffy, Uncle Brucey, and Oscar Malloy.
Time for Telephone's biggest money-making game show, the $200,000 Pyramid. And here's the star of our show, Dick Duck. That's me. Hi, gang, and welcome to another edition of the Pyramid. And boy, have we got some big stars for you to meet today. First, let's meet team number one. Here he is, the star of the Fun Phone line in Los Angeles, California, Stu Fun Phone. And how you doing today, Stu?
Fine, Dick. Just fine.
Think you'll be able to help your teammate win a bundle today?
Oh, at least
$200,000. Ah, isn't that funny, audience? Well, I bet you're anxious to meet your teammate, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
I had a feeling that you would. It seems that you know your teammate quite well. In fact, the only reason he's on this show is that you don't pay him enough to do your tapes, and he's about to file for bankruptcy. Do you have any idea who he is?
Oh, no! No! You didn't get him, did you?
Here with us today, your co-star on Fun Phone, please welcome Uncle Jeffy!
Oh, boy, visions of Pissword are dancing in my head.
Hi, Duck! Dick? Hi, Stu! Gosh, this is so exciting! I'm so excited!
Oh, boy, just what I need. If we don't win, it'll make me look like a complete spaz nationwide. My reputation will be ruined.
And now let's meet team number two. First, another co-star of Fun Phone. He may be short on height, but he's mighty tall at the snappy comebacks. Meet Oscar Malloy! And how are you, Oscar?
Fine, Dick. Fine.
And now let's meet your teammate, Arnold Square.
Arnold Square.
And what do you do, Arnold?
I'm the professional nephew of M Squared.
Oh, no. I've gotten stuck with the brat.
Oh, boy, Jeffy, we can't lose. You and I against Malloy, dumb Malloy, and a 12-year-old brat. The nephew of M Squared yet!
Okay, let's begin our game. Look at our categories, if you will. They are Hairy Today, Gone Tomorrow, Things That Bounce, Where the Sun Doesn't Shine, Touch Me Where You Want, and Lickety Split. We've tossed a coin backstage, and I put it in my pocket. Ha ha! No, seriously. Stu and Jeffy won the toss. So, who's going to give the clues?
I think that
Oh, me! I want to give the clues! Me!
I'll give the clues.
Spoil sport.
All right, Stu will give the clues to Jeffy. And, Stu, what category would you like?
Let's try Harry Today, Gone Tomorrow.
All right, and let me remind you that the team that scores the most points at the end of three rounds is the winner and thus has a chance to go on and win $200,000! You bet. All right, Stu, you picked Harry Today, Gone Tomorrow, so please describe these bald people. Ready? Go. This is Dick Duck, pre-recorded. The first person our team is going for is Telly Savalas. The players cannot hear me at this time. Now let's rejoin the action.
Okay, this is the guy that plays the detective every Sunday night. He's on right after Sonny and Cher. Jeffy! Jeffy!
Huh? What? What? Are you talking to me?
Jeffy, for God's sakes, we're in the middle of the game. Now, come on!
Oh, okay. Where are we going?
Jeffy, I'm trying to give you the clues. This guy's a detective on Sunday nights.
My Uncle Phil!
No! I think we go on to the next one.
This is Dick Duck, pre-recorded again. The next person is Yul Brynner.
This guy is a robot.
Albernay.
No, he's in this movie and he plays...
Telly Savalas.
No, but that was the last...
No going back to previous answers or you will be disqualified.
Jeffy!
Me? I'm not bald.
Jeffy, will you listen?
You'd better hurry. You only have 10 seconds left.
Well, okay, let's go on to the next one.
The next person is Albernay.
Oh, my God! Jeffy, you said this one before!
I said it before?
Yeah, you said it before. He lives in a basement. He sells maps to the movie stars' homes.
I know!
Good! Say it! Say it!
Telly Savalas!
Oh, I'm sorry. Your time is up.
You, Brenner!
No, you big-nosed tomato.
No, it was Al Bernay.
Al Bernay? I already said that. Give me another word.
Jeffy, I've got two words for you, and the last one ends in a pronoun.
Moving over to Team 2, which of you two guys will give?
Hey, man, I give every night.
I will give, sir.
No need to be nervous, Oscar. It's just a game.
And if we don't win, I'll burn out your eyeballs.
And which category would you like?
Lickety-split.
Okay, please describe your partner these things you lick. Ready? Go. The first word is lollipop.
Just shut up. Let me do the talking. Things you lick, huh? Okay, how about butt? Pussy, douche. Well, come on, you pervert. Say something.
Go on to the next one.
The next item is a lollipop.
Oh, no, not again.
Well, come on.
Uh-oh, time's up. No, what we wanted was a lollipop.
A lollipop? What's the matter with you writers, man? Can't you be creative? What kind of a game is this?
Okay, now back to Stu and Jeffy. This time, Jeffy will give us a clue.
Terrific.
So, Jeffy, which category would you like?
Jeffy!
Huh? Oh, touch me where you want, Dick.
Are you propositioning me, or is that your category?
What do you mean, sir?
Never mind. Just get Stu to say these parts of a male anatomy. Ready? Begin. The first is a belly button.
Oh, I can't say that. Oh, no, absolutely not.
Look, worm lips, you don't have to say it. I do. Now, come on.
No, I can't even describe it. It's so embarrassing.
Brother, go on to the next one.
The next is a nose.
Hey, that's not fair. No insults.
What do you mean insults, Jeffy? Oh, I get it. This one insults you. Well, what else could it be but your nose?
Sorry, you're too late. Your response came after the buzzer. The one you didn't get was belly button.
Well, what's so embarrassing about that?
Well, you see, Stu, it's a long story. My belly button goes out while most people's goes in. Mine goes out, you see. Well, anyway, it started way back in the 1700s when my ancestor, great-great-grandfather, Uncle Jeffrey, was...
I don't want to hear about it!
Well, frankly, I don't want to tell about it either. It's so embarrassing.
All right, Arnold gives the clues to Oscar. What's it going to be, Arnold?
A rap in the mouth for short stuff if we don't win.
Don't you threaten me.
Shut up.
All right, let's not fight, boys. Which is it?
Things that bounce.
Okay, and very simply, Oscar, name these things that bounce. Ready? Begin. The first one is a check.
Okay.
Hold it. I know your dirty mind. Is it boobs? Gonads?
No, it's...
Knockers, heads, nuts.
No, wait, give me a chance.
Kitties, nipples, gazonkas, ears.
Well, you ran out of time, and those two bells mean that our game time for today is over. And it looks like our game time is over permanently because of you four morons. You see, today was the day the network executives decide whether or not to renew our show for another 13 weeks. And because of your splendid blundering, winding up today with a brilliant and dazzling 0-0 score, the network executives are happy to report that we have been canceled. And since we've already committed ourselves to the studio facilities for the next 13 weeks, and we won't have the money to pay for them, each one of you contestants owes us $200,000!
What?!
That's right, just pay on your way out. Well, that wraps up another day on the pyramid, and that's how we play the game. Isn't it loads of fun? Until never, friends, this is Dick Duck signing off and wishing you and yours a healthy upbringing. That's right, friends, up yours! Bye-bye! And don't forget, you can join me, Dick Duck, every Saturday afternoon on Mexican Taco Stand over most of these telephone lines. Up yours! Thank you.
Dick Duck was played by M Squared, and Arnold was played by Alan West Los Angeles. This is Stu Funfone speaking.